One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is...
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
Today on our podcast, we have a very special guest, near and dear to my heart, artist, musician, and passionate angler. We have Brandon Swanson.
Yay!
Hi, Brando, aka Olaf.
How's it going?
How are you?
Doing very well.
Passionate angler. That's probably the best intro you've done.
I was fishing this morning. I'm that passionate.
He is that passionate. He's married, so he doesn't need to use that content for any sort of woman getting.
Right. There's no Tinder fishing?
No Tinder fishing.
Nope.
He's holding that fish up because he's providing for his family.
Nice.
You know? He's got that big bass.
Oh, totally. I threw him back too. Hello. How's it going? See you later.
Hey, pal. Catch you tomorrow.
Oh, I Bye. Love it. Where are you fishing? Because you are in Nashville. I lived in Nashville for a short period.
So we live right next to Percy Priest, which is like a pretty big lake that's over here. It's a reservoir, which is pretty rad. So there's no residential property on the lake.
Oh, cool.
The reason why I go out there, A, because I love fishing, but B, just because I can just really like get away and like just cut ties with the world, you know?
You're not dealing with somebody with a backyard that backs up to a lake.
Exactly.
Or like weird
lake
boaters.
Property bullshit. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there is like a bunch of like, you know, like pleasure boaters and stuff, which is totally fine. But once you're out there, like you don't see like houses and docks and stuff
nice.
Like that. It's pretty cool.
It is also the home of Nashville Shores, which is Nashville's water park.
Oh, Jesus.
Filled with screaming crazy
it's
children.
It's just a pee fest, if you think about it.
Definitely. I mean,
it's just a pee fest.
That lake is, you know, it has like a tumultuous past for sure.
Ooh.
I mean, they feel like they find bodies in there like
once
every year, once every couple of years.
Well, there's no residents around it. That's the perfect place to dump.
And it's got like freeways.
Ooh.
All
the getaways
around. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Back to fish.
Is this why you don't bring the fish home? Because you're like, I don't know what cadavers you are full of.
Well, I mean, I mainly fish for like largemouth and smallmouth bass, and they don't really taste very good. So I usually just let those ones go. And I don't know. I feel like even the ones like a species that you could take in, I don't know if I would just because, I don't know. I just heard like sketchy things about the lakes.
There's a lake back where we grew up in our late teens that has questionable fish. Like we joke about the three-eyed Simpson fish in that lake. I like to catch them and throw them back.
I just like the process of it. I think fishing is like so mellow, so pretty.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird missing person vibes.
Okay.
Brandon, have you ever Googled your name, Brandon Swanson?
Ooh.
I'm aware.
Are you aware of the missing man from 2008 who disappeared?
Here I am.
Where's Brandon Swanson?
Here he is.
I resurfaced.
Cracked the code. Fabulous.
There's no way. He doesn't have your cute nose.
That's true.
I was trying to find like cute like promo pictures and things that we can use for your
reveal.
I was wondering
where this was coming from. Okay.
No, and I clicked and it was just like missing. Have you seen me? And like the controversies there, people do YouTube videos of like the scandalous disappearance. Like, where did Brandon go?
Of Brandon Swanson. Oh yeah. And it's actually not even that far away from where I grew up. It's maybe like 20 or 30 minutes or something like that.
What?
It could be you.
Yeah.
There's multiple Brandon Swansons. Was this Midwestern?
Yeah. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I love I love that you're Midwestern, but then like you got Brooklyn and now you're Southern, like you're living all the facets, all the dreams and the chapters.
Yeah. I'm trying to experience it all, you know?
Nice. Have you been up here yet? Like to live?
No, I haven't.
Next on your list.
It definitely is. I mean, that's like the only direction I really could go.
True. You circle the other side just I mean, fine. You have to make
he just
way
burrows
around.
Down. He's underground now.
I'm a fugitive on the East Coast. So I can't go back
He's
there.
He's missing. We have great fishing, though, just to entice you. So.
Oh, I know. I actually bought a bunch of like travel fishing stuff with full nice. Intentions of like being like, cool, now I can just like buy a plane ticket somewhere and be like, cool, I'm going to go fishing there. And I have all
That's
my
awesome.
Stuff.
Like a fold up rod and reel and all your tackle. And you're like, got it.
Yep.
Perfect.
Just spending money on shit I'll probably never use.
Hey, welcome to the pandemic life.
It's called a hobby, yep. man.
It's called a hobby. It's called a hobby.
Okay. Yep.
That's what they're there for.
Checks I learned out. How to fly fish by just borrowing other people's shit. That was pretty fun.
That's the smartest way to do that.
That's expensive.
Totally. And it's like, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I can't use anything that I have. And I have like thousands of dollars of shit for fishing right now. I can't use any of it for fly fishing.
No, it's a totally different. It's like two different sports. It's like you can't play basketball with a tennis
it's
ball.
It's like acrylic and oil painting.
Yeah, totally.
I went literally hard in the paint for acrylics. And I'm like, thank you.
And now that was a good one.
Now I'm like, oh, well.
Maybe you'll dabble in some oil.
Why do I race myself to blend like oil paint where I could just do oil paint and then the back of my brain goes, because you're impatient, bitch, and that shit takes so much time to dry.
Right?
You can't just switch it.
But that's
it
why
up.
I like oils is because it fills my need to start a project and then walk away from it and then come back to it later.
Sure. So,
like when it's dry, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta finish that thing.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Painting's fun in little chunks.
I only painted with oils one time when I was in like 9th grade, I think. And yeah, I remember that was like the cool and interesting thing about oil painting is that you could kind of like mess around with it, push some paint around, and then like the next day, like you could like still mess around with it. And like, oh, okay, cool.
If you do it thick enough, you can fuck with it for days. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think there was so much of it on there that it was like, it had to have been like a quarter inch of just oil paint. I don't even know if it's fully dried yet, to be honest.
Still in a box somewhere, gooey, stuck to something.
Just muddy. It's
fucking awesome. Masterpiece. So fun. Well, Brandon, would you like to tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Oh, okay.
It's our favorite response. Oh. Where are you from? Where'd you go? What'd you do? Who are you now?
Cat and I Joe.
I was born in Minnesota in 1982, long ass time ago. I moved to Florida in 2002, and then I moved to New Jersey in 2004, and then I moved to New York in 2005, and then now I'm in Nashville, and I moved here in 2019, I believe. So here I am now.
Here I am. And you are a wonderful tattoo artist.
Thank you.
Which is crazy because I'm like the nerdy girl in the group that like I'd go to music, but I was always like, look, I drew a picture of you. Like I was always like, I'm an artist. I didn't know you did art until you started like posting about your tattoo designs.
Sure.
And I was like, that secret talented little fuck. Like you hit it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was always like the art kid in school. I always joke with people. It's like when I was supposed to be like reading my textbooks, I was really just drawing on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can relate.
Oh, totally.
But then when I started playing music, I kind of went on like a hiatus of like visual art. I feel like with my creative juices, they can only, at least back then, I was only allowing it to go to one sort of avenue, you know?
Well, they say that humans can't multitask and it's the whole like jack of all trades, master of none. So you are like honing your musical skills. And also in that element, you have so many members of a band. You have timelines for finishing shit. You have like studio time is very finite.
Music's all encompassing when you're in it.
Yeah.
You're not giving it 100%. You're not getting anywhere with it. So.
For sure. You're right.
Yeah. You have the pressure of everyone else being like, Brandon, you know, get your head out of the clouds. Get your head out of the
sketchbook, man. Come on.
Yeah. Those better be really emotional lyrics about a raindrop on a window, bro.
If not, they're trash.
I get really impressed by people who are like, oh, I went camping and like whipped out my little watercolor set and like just painted the lake.
Yeah.
Then I made dinner for the kids and I'm like, who are you? Where do you find all this time to like mentally stop your lists and your shit to actually like just create art in the middle of chaos?
What is that like?
And I can't imagine tour life and music life, again, you're dealing with so many other factors. It's not just you creatively and everyone's like pulling for your attention. It's like a club, you know, it's like a brotherhood. They're like, either you're in it all the way committed, man, or you're out.
Or we're going to give you shit until we replace you.
Totally. Well, at least like then, you know, I started touring when I was, I guess I was 20. And, you know, from age 20 to like 35, 36 or something was like kind of when I did like the most of my touring. Awesome. And at least like the first, you know, three quarters of that, like you don't really have any responsibilities. Like I didn't have like any bills. I didn't even have an apartment for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You guys like drop life and you're like, I am Van.
Yeah. It's like 9+ months out of the year, you know, just like going hard. So you didn't really need an apartment. Yeah. My parents were paying for like my cell phone bills. So that way they knew that I was still alive.
Right.
Those were classic days. And back then they were paying for your cell phone bill, but this was still in the days of like roaming charges.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We were kids dipping our toe in like Canadian areas. Oh, we were like, what's roaming here? We'll find out when our parents get the bill.
In 6 months.
Yeah. You guys, I can't text anymore because I already am over my limit of texting.
Yeah. I remember
so
that.
Limited.
It's wild. I forget about that. Totally. And I'm a novelist with texting. So I was like really financially invested in my friendships.
Yeah. Remember when like you only had to pay for texts that went out, but the ones that you received, you didn't have to pay for or something?
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
It was free incoming. So you'd just be like, this is my last text. I need you to text
me
when you get there. Tell me about the party.
Yeah. Tell me everything and then call me after 5 o'clock or you're dead to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Free nights and weekends.
Yeah, that was my life.
Don't on that flip phone, you're like, I'll just be over here playing Snake until my minutes get back.
Yep, got that so Nokia.
Oh my God.
Nokia was the only one to have. True. My dad would call me and be like, why am I paying like $7.99? Why is there $7.99 on my bill? Like, why can't you buy one ringtone, Bonnie? Why do you have to have all the ring? And it wasn't even the music. It was like the keyboard style of whatever the song was.
Oh my God. And you had to text one letter all to get to the thing. And you're like, Dad, you don't understand how expensive those texts were, but how long they took me.
T9.
That was like, T9. I want to get a tattoo that just says T9.
Brandon's your man. American classic. It will look beautiful.
You know what's crazy is? I think Bonnie tried to send me to you when I was in New Jersey.
Yes. Because you were recording for the Food Network show.
And I had tattoo ideas. And she's like, oh my God, you have to look up Brandon. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Well, we'll make it happen one day.
Yes. Oh my God.
I told her we just need another reason, like a positive reason to go back to Nashville. And I
have
like
sister tats.
Three people I love. And then all the people I've been friends with since I was like 20 something all moved there like either right before I left or just like right after. Can I tell the meet cute?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So how I met Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You rolled through Portland with Further Seems Forever at the height of the How to Start a Fire album. Sweet. So it was like right before it released, like the EP, the sample came out.
It was like two fucking tracks
that they wiped them clean right off that CD.
The sound in, was it Pride War?
Yes. God. Those were like heavy hitting jams. So good. So I listened to them on repeat. I also had come from like my high school, early teen memories of music were Christian based. Yeah. So Further Seems Forever had that like almost Christian, but like still cool and secular vibe.
Totally.
The hands in the air, harmony.
Next door to Jesus.
Real,
but not.
Real drive. Yeah. It was like, it gave me those feelings where I like wasn't doing bad by listening to it. And I could be all like, holy, holy, I'm invested. So I met you. I think I had like a trio of girls with me. And I think we got to you. how we got to the band members.
Infiltrated the system.
We did. We met Jordan, who was like your merch, but like everything guy.
Yeah, Jordan Leitner.
And we like befriended Jordan.
He's a great guy. How could you not be friends with him?
I had a little crush on him for a while.
Got that raspy voice.
All the girls had crushes on like everybody, right? And I was always like, I love the dudes in the band, but I don't like want to kiss them.
You're like, I want to be best friends with them. And then
forever.
I want to make out with
but
the
like,
merch guy.
He might be temporary. Right. So like, let's put our mouths
and I'm
together.
Like, give me a guitar tech. Yeah. That was,
right.
I want the ones that are disposable.
Yeah. Is it going to be awkward later? No, they won't be around. It's fine. Perfect. They're going to move on. Jordan was having nothing to do with it because I was like, awkward. weird. I don't know. I didn't know what to do with boys. I just like grew up with brothers. So I was just like, all boys are my friends.
We had a lot of guy friends and we were pretty oblivious for a while. Yeah.
Jordan was also, he was like 10 years older than us at the time.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So you guys were just kids. Oh.
I was a child and he was like, get away from me, child. And I was like, I love how like unapproachable you are. I love how quiet you are. And when we say things to you, you just kind of like give us a dismissive nod. But like, he was so nice.
For sure.
But also like was very clear that he wanted nothing to do with some like 20-year-old girl.
Hold my beer. I'm here for this.
And he was like, I'm straight edge. Go away and take your beer. Yeah. Like at the time, he was just like, fuck off with all that.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
He couldn't have been more opposite.
I love this.
And I think it's like two other girls in our group had crushes on him. And they were like, he's so something. So it was like, if they liked him, then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Here we go.
Didn't pan out. But what did pan out was we ended up going to like Seattle on that tour. We drove to Boise and that was my first car accident I ever got in.
Oh,
totally
shit,
worth
that's
it.
Right.
On our way home from Further Seems Forever in Idaho, we drove 4 hours
totally
and then just
it.
Turned around and went home after like hanging out after the show and drove home and we fell asleep in the car. And I woke up to my friend's body like flying in the air because she didn't have a seatbelt on and I was her seatbelt. And we were like getting in a car accident. We were like an hour from home when it happened.
Holy
and I was like,
she lived. She the way you
we're
said
all alive.
That sounded real rough. So yeah.
She was asleep. It was like her limb body was flying in the air, but she was very tiny. So I was like,
I got that. You.
I save you now. And we were listening to Will Smith.
Oh no.
Her brother was because we talked to her little brother, like, you've never heard this band, you're in dance music, you're gay and you love Britney, but like come to Idaho with us. Like drive us in your car. He fell asleep at the wheel and we were listening to Big Willie Style. And Shim has a thing against Will Smith forever.
Yeah.
So
it's valid.
Listening
now.
To Will Smith, I was like, holy. Holy shit, this is not a way I want to wake up.
You're like, this is not how I want to go out.
A levitating. She just looked like she was floating in the air. Like I was asleep and then she was floating in front of me and we were listening to Will Smith and it was like a lot.
Yeah.
It was too much, one would say. Man. But again, we got home and we were like, let's sleep for 4 days. That was exhausting. Wow, what a time we had.
And then Bound by Trauma just to finish it off.
And then Brandon, you and I kept in touch with each other via AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
And then later we would talk on the phone and it's cute that you remember not having an apartment or anything because I remember calling and asking Mama Swanson, hey, is Brandon home on the landline? And she'd be like, oh dear, let me go check. She's so Minnesotan.
Definitely.
So regionally, that was like my first dose of like a real life, like Bobby's World mom.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, and if she was like, oh, he just went outside for a second. Like, let me check. She like put the phone down and then come back and be like, you know, I can't find him. I'd be like, how's your day going? I would talk to your moms and just like loved her accent. She was so sweet. And then you'd come and run into the phone and we'd talk for a little bit. And then we would three-way call with a friend.
Oh my God.
And it was very like pure and innocent and fun. And tour was always that thing. Like, yeah, an album came out, you went on tour. People take it for granted because like as a person that just like waiting for the bands to come back, it was always like so are you guys coming back on tour? And you're like, I don't know if we're going to go on tour. Like everyone acted like it was a one-off thing. And like, I don't know, I hope we go on another tour.
Oh, like it was probably not going to happen again? Oh my God.
It was really cute. It was like so innocent.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like with, at least back then, you had to have like material to like tour off of. Chances are, unless you're one of those one-off bands that people are just obsessed with and they don't care how many times they see you, like you can go to like the same city like two, maybe three times like on like the same record. And then you just start seeing people like dropping off like as far as like tickets, you know what I mean? You're like, okay, there's less people coming. We got to get more material out.
Only Bonnie ticket.
Yeah. Looks like we got two tickets sold today. One is Bonnie, the other one it looks like the record label bought that one. Okay.
And I'm like, just play me these same songs forever and then let's hang out.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic and fun. And then you went to Brooklyn.
Yep.
And you and Vinny from the movie Life and a bunch of other talented dudes joined together to make I'm the Avalanche.
Which I love.
Correct. Thank you.
Which was like rock and roll mayhem. It had that like gritty vintage vibe. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. after doing such like melodic stuff,
it felt more for anthem-y, a long time, which was really my thing.
Yes,
I was really into Good Charlotte at that moment, too, which is really bad.
Do not compare I'm the Avalanche to Good Charlotte.
I'm just saying that was
how
like,
how dare you?
I like that. Like,
if you like an anthem,
up. I love shit. I could like do
it's
stuff
like a
too.
Like riot it. Rock where you yeah, just get to like throw really, your fists in the air, yeah. and if you get elbowed in the tooth, you're just so like it. Fuck it, and you spit blood on that person. And you rock oh, on.
That was the whole vibe with Avalanche too. We just wanted to kind of be like a party band, you know.
Yes.
Like, nothing was like too like unattainable, like as far as the songs, like you know, you could just like bob your head to like all of them, you know.
Yes.
The melodies that get stuck in your head really quick. A lot of the songs were about partying with your friends and stuff. So when you go to the show, everybody's partying with their friends, and it's just like it's a party.
Camaraderie.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's like it's real good.
Yeah.
And it was a good cast of characters.
Agreed.
Yep.
I just felt like you guys all melded together. It became like it's that East Coast vibe that West mm-hmm. Coasters kind of daydream about, where they're all good old boys. Like after the show, you guys all like roll your cigarettes up in your white shirts, slick back your cool guy hair,
well, cool
adjust your suspenders, and then
East
like
Coast to West Coast.
Go like start trouble.
Yeah.
Like you guys were just like
yeah.
out for trouble, but like you're also y'all like real good guys.
Yeah, we didn't get into too much trouble. I mean, I'm not saying we didn't get into any trouble. I'm just saying we didn't get into like any real trouble.
You never got caught.
I was just gonna say. Yeah. That's the good.
Yeah.
There were no charges pressed. That's all.
The whole reason why that band came together is because when Vin was still in the movie life and I was in Further Seems Forever, we did a co-headlining tour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we met. And then I stopped playing with Further and Movie Life broke up. And he like hit me up and he was like, hey, dude, he's like, I'm starting a new band. I want you to play guitar in it.
You remember our chemistry, bro, from tour?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I miss you. I miss you, too.
I miss you.
Do you want to, like, tour together forever?
Basically, yeah.
Will you aww. Be my Avalanche? Yes, bro.
Uh-huh. And at the time, I, like, moved back to Minnesota, and I was, like, going to be like, okay, am I going back to college? There's, like, a couple other bands that will go unnamed that were hitting me up to,
ooh,
you know.
Ooh, you were in demand.
To be, like, another touring guitar player, basically. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And Vinny, he's like, look, dude, I want you to be in my band. He's like, I don't want you to be the touring guitar player. I want you to be in the band.
Founding member, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, and we got two shows booked in England already, and so you nice. Need to move to Brooklyn, like, now.
Learn the music, we're going to England, and you're like, fuck yes.
Yeah. Yep.
All it takes is one good snowfall in Minnesota, and you're like, oh, yo, remember other places?
Yeah. Let's go there.
Your mom's like, see you soon.
Bye, honey.
See you in the spring. Don't forget your coat.
So crazy how small the band world is.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is qualifying when somebody is like, I want you to be in the band. We're writing the album
yep.
together. I want yeah. your contribution. Like,
yep.
But to be like a studio member or a touring member, it's fun. And you get totally. To meet new people and you get to travel. But
you're
there is
from
that
your other band. You're not, it's different.
You're always waiting to be replaced. Like, are they going to get yeah. another guy they wanted first? Now he's mm-hmm. open after this tour.
Or
we're
tonight
gonna,
we
yeah.
have
him.
So-and-so from such and such.
Yes.
It's like,
which,
yeah.
you that's know, in awesome. Some cases, that's so cool. Cause you're like, who's
you
going
to
be,
get to bro out too.
Who's going to be on this tour with them? What yeah. name is going to be on this tour with them? But then
yeah.
there's so many bands that I'm friends with where I'm like, oh, I know this guy from that band. And I've probably said it like 30 times because
yes.
that band had like 30 members in
yes
it. And we talked about
love.
This with Ian yeah. from the Aquabats who we had on right. and I told you Brandon I was like I we asked him if he knew you because he's part of the Further Seems Forever fraternity.
Oh, mm-hmm. cool.
It's crazy to me because I feel like Further Seems Forever is such a big chapter of my life
of
and
so
like
many people's
the love
lives.
Of my music but
yeah.
it's there's several chapters of Further mm-hmm. Seems Forever. You either started
oh, yeah.
at the beginning
mm-hmm.
everyone has been in Further Seems Forever.
Yep.
It's a very cool feeling to have something that's like solid and gritty under your feet calling your name and being like get back to Brooklyn and then
yep.
we're gonna go party in England. And was that your first time in England?
No, I went with Further as well. The Movie Life supposed to be on tour with Funeral for a Friend, I believe.
Oh.
Was, in England.
Yeah.
Movie Life broke up, so Further Seems Forever jumped on that tour because we were already in England because we had just got off tour with Coheed and Cambria and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I just got goosebumps. What a lineup.
Yeah. The crazy thing about it was since we were replacing Movie Life, obviously all the kids in England were really wanting to see the Movie Life. And I remember Brandon Riley taught me a couple Movie Life like riffs and stuff. And to like fuck with the fans every once in a while, I would like start playing a Movie Life song and then stop.
And they're like, yeah, oh wait.
That's such a dick move, but I love that.
One of my favorite moments, including you, Brandon, it was such a trip because you moved to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. You were there for a little while and then you got a loft that I believe had like a cool rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember if it was you or Eric I was on the phone with, but you were roommates with Eric Roberts.
Oh, my God.
From Gym Class Heroes.
No way. Yep. What a crossover.
Y'all were having a party on your rooftop.
Sounds about right.
I was talking to someone. They were drunk. Might have been Eric. And he was like, Brandon, I'm talking to Bonnie Dutch. And you were like, Bonnie, I know her. And then you came up. But then the weirdest twist on it was somebody heard you yelling my name and came over and grabbed the phone out of your hands. And I was like, who is this? And he's like, hey, I know you. You're Bonnie Dutch. You're from Portland. And I was like, who is this? And he was like, this is Daryl. And I was like, Daryl Palumbo? And he was like, yeah, it's Daryl. You know me. And I was like, oh, I do know you. So like the singer of Glassjaw was just like on your roof, heard my name, came over drunk and grabbed the phone. And then all of you were like, come over, come over. It was like the most devastating moment in my 20-year-old self.
Drunk moment.
Where I was like, God, if only I could teleport, because that's the party I want to be at right now.
That was Brooklyn in a nutshell. There was like so many people 40-40. Living close. You know, I was like, cool, I'm going to jump on the subway for 20 minutes and I'm going to go get a couple beers with this person. And then we're going to go on this rooftop. And then, you know, it was
fucking love New York.
Then we're going to talk to Bonnie on the phone and make her feel like real piece of shit.
Yep. She's in Portland. She's looking at a bunch of trees out
come
the
on over.
Building in sight.
I know. Go party with all the people I like, love and respect. That'd be really dope.
You're like, I'm 3,000 miles away.
She hangs up and she's like, I fucking hate you so much.
I just go crawl on my roof. I'm on a rooftop, two guys.
On my own.
But it also made me go, how annoying was I my whole life being like, Bonnie Dutch, Bonnie Dutch. If that was a name that someone heard across your roof and went, I know that name. I was like, I was good at marketing. I never just said
good
Bonnie.
Or bad or otherwise. I will say that it was interesting when people are like, you're Bonnie Dutch's sister. And I'm like, how do you know that? We have the same fucking face and we sound exactly the same. So like, why did I think that was a mystery?
They called me as one name.
It was one. You were like Madonna, but it was not one name. It was just two blended
smashed together.
Right.
You started tattooing in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Now you're in Nashville tattooing. Was this like a childhood thing? Did you have artists in your family?
My mom was artistic, but she wasn't like ever like a painter or like drawing. She could come up with crafty stuff pretty easily.
I don't know why. I'm just picturing her like doing some like sweet ass plaid mousse stencils along the top of that kitchen.
I mean, she probably did.
I love it. I just take everything I know about Minnesota from the airport, which is
from the airport.
Woodland as fuck.
Oh yeah. Oh, we got the caribou coffee.
It's warm and cozy.
Definitely. It's cozy.
It's so cozy.
It's so cozy.
And it's full of moose and bear and plaid and fur, and it's everything I wanted in my life.
Yep.
This is like how I want other people in the world to picture America.
Oh yeah.
Like they shouldn't picture New York.
No.
It's just supposed to be like a cabin, you know?
Yes.
There's a cabin vibe everywhere.
America's a cabin, like giving you a warm, smoky woodland hug.
Mm-hmm. Into it.
Yep.
And then covering you in snow, forcing you all to be fucking cozy and eat warm goulashes.
Mm-hmm. Eat lots of food. Have some drinks to stay warm.
Yeah, well, you have to. Yeah. Hot toddy.
I was kidding.
I can't even do the accent.
Oh.
Do your mom's accent.
What kind of pop do you guys got?
Oh, pop.
Oh,
oh.
Go out in the garage and get yourself a pop.
Am I Boston?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where am I from?
I don't know.
Shannon
blends accents.
I know.
Do you love how in Nashville everything's a Coke? Have you noticed that?
I have, and it's definitely confusing. It's like, what kind of Coke?
Waitress looks you in the eye and says, what kind? When you say, can I have a Coke? A cola kind of Coke. Like what?
Really?
Everywhere else, a Coke is like the brown shit.
Totally.
But in Nashville, it was so weird to me when I sat down with people for the
I'd
first
be
time
so
and they're
mad.
Like, can I get a Coke light ice? And they're like, what kind? And they're like, Fanta. And I was like,
no.
That's an orange soda.
You're dumb. No.
That's not Coke. Anything with bubbles is Coke.
Fuck that.
Isn't that weird?
Pretty weird.
I love that you bopped around enough places you kind of have like a feel. Like you lived in Florida. Is that how you got hooked up with Further, because they're a Floridian?
So basically Jason, the second singer from Further, him and I were best friends from like age like 15 or 16 until, you know, all through like further and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet babies.
When The Moon Is Down came out, we were both like obsessed with that record. I mean, it's an amazing record, one with Chris Carrabba. The songs are incredible. The musicianship is, you know, top notch. And then I remember somehow we heard that they were looking for a singer and they're like holding like auditions or something like that. So like we were joking around. We're like, dude, like you should totally like try out. He like put together this like press kit of himself, like a fucking headshot. And like,
nice.
And like some like stuff that he recorded. Like he was in a hardcore band at the time. So it's like, here's like some songs of me like screaming a bunch and singing a little bit. Anyways, he sent those down to them and then they flew him down. He tried out. And then I think they actually played a joke on him. And when he got back, they called him back and were like, hey, you know, we really like you. Offering him like a roadie job or something like that.
Oh, like a dick move.
And then they're like, just kidding. Like, you know, you're in. He was down there for about a year and their other touring guitar player ended up just not working out. And he was like, oh, like my friend Brandon plays guitar. You know, he could come down here. At the time, I had just done 2 years of community college,
nice.
Which was, you know, it's like an extension of high school.
Yep. That's what I hail from.
You're like, no one's making me go to the class. I have to make myself. That's like the only difference.
Then you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start taking only pottery classes.
Well, check this out. So I did my 2-year associate in arts degree.
Perfect.
And I didn't talk to any like guidance counselors or anything like that. Basically, I just took all their fucking art courses. Mm-hmm. And then after the 2 years, I was like, cool, like, do I get my degree? And they're like, no, dude, like, you still have to take all of your math and science
classes. Prerequisites? Isn't that a nice surprise?
I was like, oh. I was like, well, I guess we're done here.
Right. I was like, I'm not a scientist. I took all the science. And they're like, no, bitch, you need math. I'm like, ah, go fuck yourself. I'm not doing this shit. I like pottery.
That's when Jason was like, hey, dude, like, do you want to play guitar in this band? And at the time, like, I was definitely a less than mediocre guitar player. And The Furthest Seems Forever songs are fucking wild to play.
Mm-hmm.
They're so hard to play. But I was like, you know what? Like, I'll make it work. Like, I'll just make myself better. They sent me sheet music.
Did you read music at the time?
No. I don't know how to read music.
See? Here, we'll help him out. We'll send him sheet music. You're like, cool. So I have to learn another thing.
I have to learn another language.
So I hired this guy to read the music and then teach me how to play it on guitar, basically. And then I did that for like 8 songs or whatever. And then I got down to Florida and like the first band practice, they're like, no, you're playing it wrong. So I had to like relearn how to play all these songs.
You hired a translator and he taught you the wrong way?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was definitely like ballpark, but the way that the stuff is played is just very strange. It's like advanced chords and, you know, it's really just weird shit.
It's awesome. And it's so driving. Like, lots of bands rely completely on the lyrics and Further had that way of taking the guitar melodies and like overlapping them.
Yeah, like super like melodic. You know, the two guitars are not playing the same thing. They're like two different things that are layered over each other.
Tickling each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonnie's doing hand gestures that are weaving a story nobody can see.
I was too. This is why we're friends, Brandon.
Yep.
You understand.
That's I was just picturing you guys were both being guitars playing different things. I could see it in my mind's eye. That's great.
Oh, I had so like my funny. Two hands like, you know, going closer and closer together. My fingers
that's
are
what
intertwined.
Doing. Fucking weird.
We're not even on video, you guys.
And you're doing jazz hand fingers where you're like
intertwining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god.
So Jason was like, bro, you want to like be in a band or like would you like to do math? And you were like, this is a really hard, complicated decision. I'm already on the plane.
Yeah. I'd like to see England eventually with another band. I'm going.
Exactly.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Exactly.
Oh, like happenstance. You were playing guitar just for like funsies? Like it was a hobby for you? You didn't expect to be in a band?
I played some crappy hardcore bands in Minnesota. It was just all really easy shit. As soon as Furthest Seems Forever threw the book at me, I was like, oh, fuck. I got to actually learn how to play this thing.
You're like, there's more. There's more to life.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So were you in bands in high school, middle school? Like when did you pick up a guitar and go, this feels good?
I think high school is probably my first band. My first guitar, I believe I got when I was like 13 or 14. And it was my dad's old guitar from the 60s, actually.
Ooh, I love a dad hand-me-down. We all, like we in our family, guitars. We all have dad guitars.
Yeah, it's great.
You had a full collection. I don't know how to play,
but
like.
Several. We all have many guitars now.
I love that.
Brandon, do you enjoy singing?
I used to. I just, I don't know. I guess I just came to grips. I'm just really not that good at it.
I like to sing alone. I don't sing for anybody else. I like to sing along with other people's music.
I tried to do like a little like solo thing. Actually, when I was living with Eric was when I was doing it. And I like recorded a couple songs, just like acoustic guitar, like harmonica, you know, typical.
Just busting out the harmonica.
Yeah. Just whipped out some acoustic.
Yeah. And it was fun. I just didn't really love it as much as I thought I was going to. Hmm. When I stopped touring with Avalanche, I like burnt myself out on music so much to where like I didn't even really like enjoy it.
You have to have an ego or an arrogance to really like go on a solo mission and like still love yourself afterwards, I think. Yeah. I think it's ego.
It's like,
I think Brandon sounds too nice and too
genuine. So
to be
humble
like,
and right. So nice.
Nice guys with like a good conscience and moral compass can't roll solo and be like, I'm the shit forever. That's a weird thing. Like, that's not normal.
I don't care enough about myself to market myself as like I'm a prize. And I think that's why no one sees me as a prize. Well, I haven't told anyone
we
market
prize each
yet.
Other, we're like, yo, look at my sister. That's all we're good at.
Like, yeah. I think you're a prize.
I think you're all right.
That's Brandon, good. I think you're a prize.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're all right.
I think you're all right.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to think about baby Olaf?
I'll try.
Easter just happened. I like your adult angst towards Easter because you don't have the basket and the candy. If you had an Easter basket that showed up every year, mm-hmm. what would be your ideal basket fillings?
Oh, fuck.
What would be in your adult Easter basket? Either nostalgic or like, what would you want in it now?
Okay, start off with $500.
Excellent.
$500.
I mean, that's a real precise
what
amount.
Like a really like medium amount
in an Easter egg, like it's just kind
right.
of
oh, okay, you
know, I love it.
Pop it open, you're like, oh, and maybe there's 5 Easter eggs and there's $100 in each one.
Oh, oh my that's God. More fun.
Like, ooh, I wonder what's in this one.
Hundo.
Do you have to look for them, or are they in the basket?
I just like them when they're in the basket, because when I was a kid and I have to go find them, I could never find them, and I would get so upset. Aww. And then my mom would be like, it's over there. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Hey, buddy, use your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I point, and I'm like, it's right under your foot, bud. I'd yep. like to go back in the house.
All right, $500.
Okay, $500, a six-pack of Coors Light.
Hells yeah.
Some beef jerky.
Nice. Ooh.
It's a real Nashville basket happening right now.
Snickers ice cream bar.
You got to wake up and hurry to that basket.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. Hopefully it's not
temperature
melted.
Controlled. This is a fictitious basket. I'm here for this.
It stays forever yes. frozen.
Temperature's fine.
And then I guess like a open-ended plane ticket to the beach somewhere.
Oh.
This is the best
that's
basket.
A really good basket.
I guess that'd be the basket, because anything more than that would probably be. That wasn't crazy enough.
Anything more than that's insane. You're so adorable.
See, he, even when he gave himself more eggs, he divided the same I amount of money that. Up between more eggs. He didn't say like 500 per egg.
You're like, 500's fun money. I don't need to
yeah,
get wild.
That's extra. That's yes. just like, ooh, what would I do if I just had $500 and a beach ticket? So your wife has a matching basket, yes?
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
You just go to a beach without her?
Well, no, I mean, bye. Yeah, she's coming, obviously.
You just throw the half-frozen Snickers ice cream and you're like, good enough.
Right. I'll be right back.
Here's 100.
Now, if I ever went to a beach without her, she would skin me alive, that's for sure.
Perfect. I like her already.
She's cool. She's got like a huge sense of humor, but it's very like 12-year-old boy sense of humor. It's all like poop and
snarky
fart jokes,
and disarming.
Basically. Yeah.
That's my yeah. favorite.
And you're like, girl, I relate to that. Let's yeah. be together forever.
She Ring. Had you at that's what she said. That's perfect.
That was it.
I love how sweet and modest your Easter basket is.
Seriously. What's in your basket?
My chubby kid brain was like, how much candy? How big basket is? I don't know. I want all candy. You're like candy. $500. And I was like, oh, he's so smart.
Think how much candy you could buy with that.
Right?
I'm like, I'm going for like practical culinary tools. I'm like, a gift certificate for a kitchen remodel? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there
thing.
We go.
Can I get a whole expensive oil paint starter right? kit in yeah. a basket?
Yep.
And then I don't have to feel guilty when I don't touch it ever.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Can I leave these art supplies pristine?
Can I put them in the basket and then stick them in a spot where I can see them, but mm-hmm. we'll pass them every day and never see that I see them?
Oh my God.
Let's do that.
Oh, Bonnie, I remember when I bought that wood burner?
Yes.
I was like super jazzed about it.
And you were working on the skateboard.
Yeah. So I got that razor tip one, which is like super nice.
Yeah.
They're definitely not the cheapest things, but as soon as I used it, it literally just went back in the box and it just sits in my garage. Of course.
Nice.
I have mine tucked away next to all of my paper under mm-hmm. my printer, and I know that it's there and I could grab it anytime and make something. Mm-hmm. I don't.
No. Another useful question okay. for you. You had style as a youth. I saw the photos.
Oh, yeah.
Hair, clothes, accessories, anything. What is one style or trend you miss from back in the day?
Miss from back in the day.
I feel like there's tons that people don't miss or would rather never see again. But, like, what do you miss?
I guess I don't think the trend necessarily died, but I miss, like, dyeing and bleaching my hair all the time. I thought that was kind
nice.
Of, I thought that was fun.
Everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Orangey blonde. You didn't even have to go like platinum.
You didn't even have to do it efficiently.
It was
no. yes. the splotchier the better.
You could pull through the little things in yeah. the whole cap. Did you ever do like
frost the tips?
The frosty tips.
I did frosty tips. I definitely burnt my scalp numerous times bleaching my hair.
Nice.
It's always fun.
Blisters are a rite of passage.
It's true.
Seriously.
You can bleach your hair now.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really work like that anymore. You see,
you're like, no, I have a wife now. She tells me, nah.
First of all, I'm turning 40 in like a week and a half, so can't do it.
But like, that's when you're supposed to go crazy, bro.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm also afraid, like, whatever hair I have right now, I really want to hold on to. So I'm not going to try to, like, I got hair.
Grass is always greener.
Right.
Like, you don't care about it till it's gone.
Totally.
I'm trying to think of like good examples of men who have bleached their hair recently, and I can't think of any. Right, exactly. You're right. Proving my point. I can't think of any good resources. Like, I was like, Jonah Hill did blonde for a minute, and I was like, ooh.
Not a good example.
Yeah. Went blonde. Bieber went blonde when he had short hair, and I was like, nah, not a good one.
That's a really good point.
Pete Davidson, nah, not a good one. Mm-hmm. There's like no good excuses
as
to
a
have
man.
Blonde.
Right.
But like when you were a kid, having that like orange blonde just like
the punk rock bleach
spiky madness. Yeah. Putting the gel in there. Our little brother did egg whites so we could have those
and paste.
Perfectly shaped like hard cones.
Oh my god, his hard cone
on his head. It would last forever and turn real gross looking.
I'm sure it smelled fucking crazy too.
You know, I try not to smell him.
Yeah, man.
Now trends that I definitely hope do not resurface would be, well, I used to wear women's jeans for quite a few years, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I hope that doesn't ever come back.
Like the post-hardcore.
Yeah, that like became a thing.
You can just go buy skinny jeans now.
So women's jeans were like great for the look, but like you couldn't fucking carry anything.
No.
And you know how many guitar players I saw do that like cool, wide, hardcore stance while playing? And later I was like, why are you so wide, bro? And they were like, because my pants were falling down. Because these are women's jeans.
Because they're falling down.
And my chunky white belt from Hot Topic or Zumiez is not holding it up. It's actually fashion, weighing it down.
Yep. Right. Yep.
They're not great. But if you can picture half of your touring van life, how much of that van life sleep was fucked up because you were sleeping in women's jeans?
Oh, my. Oh, that's a good point.
It's just like strangulation, you know? Is that the word?
Yeah.
They were so tight.
Yeah. That's the dream of going home. It's like 9 months on the road. Then you go home to mom's house and you're like, yo, boxers?
Yeah.
I could wear regular
gym shorts.
Pants? Pajamas?
Right.
Yeah. My awesome. Favorite look of yours, that super long hair, like super long. And you were so good at having like the thick, dark, shiny bangs that you'd toss to the side, you know? You're like playing guitar, rocking out, and then you have to go in for the chorus and bang swoop. Nice. It was so cool. People literally grew their hair out to like try to have what you had, and you were like, no big deal.
My hair is naturally like super fine and very, very straight. I never had to do like the whole
straight
like,
it? You know, yeah. flat iron.
No, and I would never do that either. That's where I crossed the line. Like, no.
I need a secret. I need you to tell me if Jason Gleason straightened his little pompadour thing, like straightened it up with a hair straightener.
No.
He's
that dude is just naturally, cool he's just naturally a beautiful man.
Well, here comes the favorite part of mine. Yeah. I hope you're having a good time.
I am having a great time.
We're going to compliment you now.
Oh, God.
So this is usually the part where you're like, you were stoked to have a beer in you because you're like, oh, okay, I could take it. You have no beers in you, man. So you just have to take it straight up. As you said, you just do it raw.
Yep.
Let them shower over you. I hope we do you justice. Shannon, would you like to start?
Yeah.
Okay, I let you start.
I know. That's great. I was like, why? What are you up to? Well, mine will be brief because I'm just technically meeting you virtually for the first time, even though I feel like I've listened to everything you've made. So that's kind of like you are one of Bonnie's band friends from her history of having some of the best times of her life. In photos and things, I can always tell who her people really are because those photos are insanely personal. Even like in a sea of fucking scene hair.
Yeah.
You two smush face together. This smile. You could tell Bonnie's serious face when she's like in a group photo, really giving it. She's like there for the purpose. She gives no fucks in pictures with you where she's just smiling with her whole face.
Yeah.
And you guys have a connection that has lasted the test of time. You talk like you guys just talked yesterday, you know, like you talk like you've just talked on the phone and you got off the phone with his mom in Minnesota first. It's very cute. I love meeting people that make Bonnie smile with her whole face. I feel like I got mixed into the fold of like cool friendship stories. I was around adjacent. Those are all Bonnie's memories and pictures. I just feel like I was there for it because she has so many photographs.
Totally.
It's been really nice to get to know you. And awesome. I just think you're wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Olaf the Berserker. My dear friend, we have reconnected more over the past few months, like via art, which I think is really fun. We were talking about how you're one of those people who, no matter how much time has gone by, we pick right back up where we left off. And I was saying it's because I think just our base of our friendship was just so pure and so genuine. And we met so early on that like we never had any sort of expectations from the other person. When you came into town, I was just happy to see you. Mm-hmm. When I added more tour dates to my personal life and called in sick for work and you didn't expect that. And I just showed up. Like it was always just everything was fun. Everything was light. It was just like such a comfortable connection that I could just always be myself around you. It's been so fun to watch you grow in your art. You're so talented. You've grown into such like a cool man. And it feels weird to say, because I feel like when we met, we thought we were grown as shit because we could like get on planes and stuff. But yeah, we were all
those baby faces,
teeny tiny little babies. Like we didn't really know anything about life. And those times really taught me a lot about what I expected from people, mm-hmm. how I wanted to be treated mm-hmm. by friends and family. You had to grow into all these experiences. And I've just watched you stay a super cool, humble guy. Like, you're Brandon. You are something special, and you've always been special. You have a sparkle and a light in you, and I'm so happy that you're getting to like touch lives every day and put beautiful artwork on people and get to hear people's crazy ideas and like turn them into something with your own brain, and that you're experimenting mm-hmm. with different mediums, and that you have like a dope ass wife and Zen fishing and all this stuff that is like, when I met you, I never would have wished for anything more ideal for you.
Aww.
Is to just find what truly makes you happy and find your passions. I just think you're such a wonderful person, and I'm so lucky to have met you when I did, and for us to have a friendship that can withstand time. And you're just so cool.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Except it's the first podcast I ever did, so I was really like,
you did a great job. Like,
I've done like interviews with the band, you know, but there's four other guys there. And then, you know, I just kind of chime in whenever I want or whatever. So it's never been like you're the guest.
Let's hear about your childhood. You're like, oh, is this trauma therapy? You're really good at it too.
Do you guys need me to be a third host for this show now?
So oh, 100%.
I'm kidding. Okay.
You're still so passionate about music. Are you allowed to talk about your project?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've been writing for this project for probably like 5 years or something. I've always been like a metalhead. So it's not metal, but it's pretty heavy and dark and melodic. I listen to a lot of like really moody music. So that's definitely like pouring through pretty hard, but it's fun because like I'm playing bass, I'm playing guitar, I'm playing slide guitar, doing some other stuff. And then my buddy Tyler, he plays drums and he lives down here as well. Tyler Logan, he's from upstate New York, actually. He's a great guy, super talented, but he's a lot like me where we both got full-time jobs. So it's just kind of like happening as it happens. And we basically just kind of like push each other. Like, all right, dude, like line up that next song so I can start recording guitars on it. And then if I'm slacking, he's like, hey man, like, did you work on that song at all? And it's been like a cool like breath of fresh air.
You know what this sounds like, which is kind of funny? Our dad was extremely musical. Mm-hmm. And when he became a dad and backburnered a lot of his band life.
Yeah.
You're in a dad band now.
Yeah, 100%.
You guys get to record and jam, because dad would be like, hey, so-and-so's gonna come over and we have to finish this part of this track, and then I have to put drums on it, blah, like that's you're in a dad band.
Uh-huh. But
that was the chillest time of his musical life, was just doing what he loved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's the coolest shit, and you get to just lay out however you
want. It's great. And since there's no, I mean, we might play live one day, I don't know. As I'm like writing and recording stuff, I'm like, I could layer fucking 69 guitars on this thing right now if I wanted to. And then, you know, it doesn't matter because I'll never have to play it live.
Okay, Brandon.
Okay.
For the people that want to see your wonderful art,
mm-hmm.
or even pictures of your fishing, I know your fishing profile is like more personal.
It is. So my Instagram is Brandon Swanson Tattoo. That's just tattoo singular. It's got all my work on there. Also has like a contact, like if you want to get in touch with me. I believe there's like a texting line that you can like text me versus email. I feel like it's just a lot faster.
Nice.
And then what's the name of the shop that you work at?
It's Victory Tattoo. So there's two Victory Tattoos. I work at the one that's in Marathon Village. So it's it's Victory Tattoo Marathon. Victory_Tattoo_Marathon is that one. I'm there Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 7. If you're ever in Nashville, you should definitely come by. It's in a really cool historical building.
Yeah.
They used to manufacture Marathon automobiles in there. So
cool.
Yeah, now it's like retail stuff. So there's like olive oil store, there's a bar, there's a wine tasting, there's a whiskey tasting, there's a tat shop, there's a Harley Davidson store.
That's so cool.
That sounds like Nashville.
And everything smells like old wooden leather somehow. You're like, ooh.
Yep.
It's rugged and I need a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our teeny tiny little podcast.
Seriously,
thank you for having
me.
So
fun.
You are a gentleman and just a wonder and a delight. Fucking love you, man.
Love you guys too. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to hearing more podcasts.
You enjoy the rest of your wonderful day. Bye.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
This episode was dope.
So dope.
We hope you agree.
Yes.
Do you want to come hang out with us outside the podcast? Where can they do that, Shannon?
There's a few different places. You could find us on Instagram at No, You Are That. Don't forget the no. And you can see all kinds of sneak peeks and stories and good stuff. You can also find us on Facebook. Just simply type in You Are That and you'll either get a group or our main page. You could join both or one or whatever. We also have a TikTok. All the weird shit is happening on the TikTok because there are no rules.
Get
you
ready.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. We may be old, but we're not dead.
We can tick and we can talk.
And that is You Are That podcast. So come find us, follow us, like us, share us, do all the weird things, and let us know what content is speaking to you on there, because it's going to be so all over the place.
Oh my God.
That if something sticks and you're like, oh my God, I need to see more of this weird thing.
Honestly, send us your duets of things you want us to duet. Send us weird things to blind react. We're into it. We're just going to go with the flow.
We also have a web store where you can buy merch related to the podcast or related to just 80s and 90s nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It makes your heart happy, and that is located at
youarethatmerch.com.
It's very nice.
Indeed. And you could also support us by donating a buck or more on Patreon and getting some behind-the-scenes action and some other interesting bonuses. And what's our Patreon again, Bon?
Patreon.com/youarethat.
There it is.
Support us with no dull hairs by rating and reviewing anywhere you are listening to this podcast right now. Do it right now. We'll wait. Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank
that
you
was good.
Doing
that was so good. Oh, you did a really great job.
It. 5 stars. Oh my God. You're so kind.
You're so sweet. We see you. We love you. Thank you. All right. Bye. I really should have been tambourining for someone.
Or cowbelling at the very least.
At the least.
I know.
Should have brought one. Been like, just all right, I'm here.
Bring a tambourine and just, you know, because I was always like
just
stage
Yoko
right.
Ono, you're
you
way
know?
Into a
I
band.
Could just like shimmy out there with that tambourine ding, ding, and wait for someone to kick me off stage.
When's my part?
When's my part? Every part's my part, Brandon.
We have matching phone bills. It's like I'm in your band.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.